This program is brought to you in part by the partners and friends of Creflo Dollar Ministries.
Coming up next on Changing Your World.
He knew you didn't have right motives. He knew you was a hell raiser. He knew you were no good for nothing. Drug, all that stuff, you know. He knew about all of that. But he decided to step up in your life and show you some goodness anyhow. He wants you to know that I am God. I'm going to bless you whether you are bond or free. I'm going to bless you whether you are in grace or the law.
Hey, everybody. I want to give you a personal invitation to attend the Grace Life Conference, the reunion, July the 11th through the 13th. It's a reunion. It's a gathering of believers, and it's freedom. When people understand grace, they are empowered to change. So don't miss this opportunity. I'll see you at Grace Life 2024, July the 11th through the 13th. I'll see you there.
This is your world, so let's vow to make it a better place. Let every heart that needs to know your love is here to stay. Oh, it's time we live a new life. Let us love shine bright in you. We're saved by His grace, so we embrace your love today. We are changed.
If you have your Bibles, go to the book of Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 10. We're going to focus on something today that I believe it's time for us to look at. We're going to look at devotion and love for Christ versus service and work for Christ. In other words, which one is priority? Is service and works and labor, is it important to God? Absolutely, I'll show you that. But we also know that devotion and love for Christ is important. And the reason why we have to bring balance to this area is because I don't want you thinking that, you know, under the grace we should avoid good works. No, you're held accountable, and you're going to see some things in the scripture concerning good works. But at the same time, if we become just so consumed with good works and we don't have devotion and love for God, I mean, what is that going to do for the good works? So there's a balance here that I want to achieve today, and that you can walk out of here really understanding this, because I guarantee you it'll come up in this journey of grace. And you'll begin to see. We've been talking about having a relationship with God. And that's what Christianity is. Christianity is not religion. It was never intended to be religion. It's a relationship with God. And so this is going to really help you out in your relationship with God, your daily relationship with God. You've heard me say, you know, we've learned how to do church, but we still need to learn how to do life. And it's an everyday walk with God so that God can fulfill and do everything He promised in your life. And again, I'll say it, it's going to be all right. But we've got to have that relationship with Him on a day-to-day basis. So the expression that we've all heard, service for others. You hear that everywhere. You hear people trying to achieve service for others. And they say you're a good human if you have service for others. This is very popular these days, not only in church, but also in, you know, dealing with foundations and clubs and other organizations. That phrase, service for other. Now, emphasis on service as the primary, which is the purpose of both moral and Christian conduct, is often accepted without question at all. But while service may be the highest idea in purely moral and humanitarian conduct, that is not true of the Christian life. What's not true of the Christian life? Service being the highest idea. Service is not the highest ideal when it comes to Christian life. It may be the highest ideal morally, and it may be the highest idea where humanitarian service and conduct is concerned, but that is not true where Christian life is concerned. And yet, service or good works or labor, it is a very large part of God's purpose for those who are saved by grace. So what's the balance here? Well, Paul, whose life, of course, was a constant labor and service of love, he counseled and he admonished his fellow believers in the Word of God throughout a lot of things. So let's look at what the Scripture has to say. In Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 10, he says this. He says, "For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works." Watch this. He calls us his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in those good works. So here in this scripture, any believer whose life is not filled with good works fails to measure up to God's purpose for his life. That's what it says right there. He says, "For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus, and we were created for good works. God has ordained for us to be created and to walk in these good works." So you can't walk away today to say, well, good works are not important. Look at what he said to his fellow believers, 1 Corinthians 15:58. And I want to spend the first part of this just showing you what the Word says. 1 Corinthians 15:58. He says, "Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in what? In the work of the Lord. For as much as you know that your labor, your work, your service," he says, "it is not in vain in the Lord." So it's not in vain in the Lord. And then look at Romans chapter 12 and verse 1. Romans chapter 12 and verse 1. I like, before I teach something, to show you exactly what it says in the Word. Romans 12 and 1 says, "I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies," what? "A living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God." He said, "That is your reasonable service." Wow. So the importance of works is further shown by the fact that God holds everyone. He will hold everyone responsible for what he does while he's in this physical body. Now, please don't let this strike fear or hopelessness in your mind, but this is something that we have to look at, we got to deal with. Romans chapter 14 and 12. Romans chapter 14 and 12. And you'll see why we got to bring balance to this. Verse 12 says, "So then every one of us shall give an account of himself to God." Every one of us will give an account of himself to God. And then this next scripture says about your concerning living in your body, 2 Corinthians 5, verses 9 and 10. 2 Corinthians 5, verse 9 and 10. These works are so important that he holds everyone responsible for what he does. Verse 9 and 10, he says, "Wherefore we labor, that whether present or absent, we may be accepted of him." Next verse. "For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive the things done in his body according to that he hath done, whether it be good or bad." So he's holding us responsible for what we have done in this body, whether good or bad. He says that we're going to appear before God and we're going to give an account according to what we've done in this body. And hey, that's true. But I don't know, when I first read that, I just felt like, well, dang, man, I thought I was free from that. I thought that when I, no. Good works are very important where God is concerned. So God's recognition of good works is is more evidence in Scripture of the great importance of good works. All right, let's go through about five more scriptures here and look at this. John chapter 12 and 26. John chapter 12 and verse 26. He says, if any man serve me, let him follow me, and where I am, there shall also my servant be. If any man serve me, him will my Father honor. Honoring the service that you carry out while you're in your physical body. It's important to God. Look at Hebrews chapter 6 and 10. Hebrews chapter 6 and 10. He says, for God is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love. That's a key right there. That's a key to where we're going. Your labor of love, which you have showed towards his name, in that you have ministered to the saints, and you do minister, and God says, I'm not going to forget your work and your labor of love. 1 Corinthians chapter 3 and 8. 1 Corinthians 3 and 8. Somebody said, we must gonna build a big house today. All these scriptures. Yeah, you gotta have a big foundation to build a big house. 1 Corinthians 3 and 8, he says, now, he that planteth and he that watereth are one. And every man shall receive his own reward, watch this, according to his own labor. So it's sounding pretty clear that you're gonna give an account to the works that you do for God while you're in this physical body. You're gonna have to accept some responsibility because it's gonna be done. Every man's gonna come before God and give an account of what he did in the body. Ephesians 6 and 8. Ephesians 6 and 8, he says, knowing that whatsoever good thing any man doeth, the same shall he receive of the Lord, whether he be bond or free. That's very interesting there too, whether he be bond or free. And then finally, Revelations 22 and 12. Revelations 22 and 12. He says, and behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me, to give every man according as his work shall be. So there's absolutely no way that we can deny the importance of your service and your work and your labor for Christ. And if you look at all of these, God's purposes in saving man in order that he may perform good works, that every man is held accountable to God for what he does, and that God will not fail to recognize every good thing that is done, all of this shows the importance of service for God. All of this shows the importance of the work that we do for God. Everybody saw that, you read that with me, you get that, and if you do, say amen. Amen. Now, however, here's the big however. And I'm gonna just say it plain, and then we'll get into scripture. Devotion to Christ is more important than service, labor, or work. Not to say you let one go in order to do the other one, but devotion to Christ is more, and it's most important. As important are good works in the believer's life, there is that which God's sight, that thing that's in God's sight, your devotion and your love, that is more important. So what we have here is we have a lot of people who do the works, but there's no devotion to God. A lot of people that labor, but Jesus is not in the picture. A lot of organizations, man, they will be, you know, congratulated for their good works, but there's no Jesus there. And how often are we going to do the good action and have no devotion and no love for God? And so he considers this is the most important, this is the priority. While Christ desires and recognizes service, he far more desires and value love and devotion to himself. So I don't want to get to heaven with my long list of all the things I did, and I had no love and no devotion for him. I had no relationship with him. I was doing good things, hoping that it would provoke God to do some good things for me. But I've come to recognize that God's not good because I'm good. God's not good to me because I do good things. God's good because God's good. But neither do I want, you know, me and you. And I don't know what it is, you know, how you look at it. But when this is all over with, I mean, it's done. I did all I could do. The way I could do it, I went 100 miles an hour, and it's done. I don't want to get to heaven and say, well, wait a minute. What's up? I did this. He said, you put me out the picture a long time ago. You didn't want to have no relationship with me. You stopped talking to me. You start learning about me. You stopped fellowshipping with me. You wouldn't even say thank you for the stuff I did for you. You were so concerned about doing good works because of the congratulations you would get from the world, but you got to a point in your life where you didn't even think it was important to ask me to bless you no more. Because your good works were greater than love and devotion for me.
We'll be right back after this special announcement.
Hey everybody, I want to give you a personal invitation to attend the Grace Life Conference, the reunion, July the 11th through the 13th. It's a reunion. It's a gathering of believers, and it's freedom. When people understand grace, they are empowered to change. So don't miss this opportunity. I'll see you at Grace Life 2024, July the 11th through the 13th. I'll see you there.
Now for the conclusion of today's message.
So in this day, when service has become the keynote of Christianity, y'all know what I'm talking about. The keynote of Christianity, meditation on Christ, devotion to him, and a desire for him purely because of who he is, have almost become a lost practice. In other words, preacher, why are you opening that church up? Where's Jesus? Where's Jesus in your opening church? Where's Jesus in your Christianity? Where's Jesus in joining that department? Where's Jesus in singing in the choir? Where's Jesus in ushering on the usher board? Where is Jesus? Where is the devotion for him? That should be the motivation that moves you to do what you do. But if there's any other motivation that's getting you to do good works, and it's not him. And that's what's going on right now. We have learned how to do church without Jesus. We've learned how to sing praise songs without Jesus. It's amazing, singing about Jesus with no devotion about Jesus. We have learned how to come to church, even church attendance, and you look, what is the motive? What moves you? Why are you here? Why did you show up? Why do you keep coming?
Somebody said, well, you know, I'm trying to get married, and they tell me the best-looking women go to church. You know, I heard they have some fine women over there at World Changer, so I'm a world changer. You learn the whole song, I'm a world changer.
You're getting all into it. And what the world does, the world really brags on all of the people who have no relationship with God, but oh, look at them, look at the good works they did. Oh, they're so precious, look at what they're doing. Oh, they're feeding the poor. Oh, they're clothing the naked. And somebody says, well, what's wrong with that? Ain't no Jesus in that. Do it, but do it with him, because with him, you can do it a lot better than what you think you're doing it. You know, I remember the time where we were the only one, well, in our community that was having, like, Thanksgiving giveaways. Now it's become the thing. Everybody's got Thanksgiving gift. Celebrities have it. Everybody have it. Because I want to be a pat on my back, and I want to be applauded for what I do without Jesus. And that's all over the place. Jesus gave you the talent you got, and you get an award, and you want an applause for what you did without Jesus. But I got to tell you a little secret this morning. You think you did it without Jesus. But honey, you can't do nothing without the goodness of the Lord being there somewhere. You might not recognize him. You might not announce him. But honey, he is good to you because he's trying to get you to change your mind. He is good to you because his goodness is trying to get you to repent. His goodness is trying to get you to turn around. You thought you did it by yourself. But every good thing that's ever, I feel Baptist coming up on me right now. Every good thing that's ever happened to you in your life, that was God stirring in the nest. Hallelujah. Hey, he knew you didn't have right motives. He knew you was a hell raiser. He knew you were no good for nothing, drug, all that stuff, you know. He knew about all of that, but he decided to step up in your life and show you some goodness anyhow. He wants you to know that I am God. I'm going to bless you whether you are bond or free. I'm going to bless you whether you are in grace or the law. And sooner or later, when you deep down in yourself, I'm going to whisper to you and say, I'm still here. And you're going to know I don't deserve this. I haven't recognized God. I took all the credit for myself. I did everything because I wanted somebody to pat me on my back. I was so insecure and inferior that I needed to do something to make me feel better about my old no good for nothing self. And God said, honey, that's all right. I'll keep showing up in your life because one day before it's over with, you're going to fall down on your bended knees and you're going to lift your hands up and you're going to recognize that there's a God. Woo! Glory to God. Apologies for screaming, but I'm excited. I don't want to do no good works without him. He's my motivation. That's why I keep showing up in this pulpit. Him. A lot of people I know been working over 40-something years. They retired. They ask me when I'm going to retire. I ain't got no retire me. What else I'm going to do? Well, you can go fishing. You can go to the beach. You can do that in 2-3 weeks, and then you're going to be bored. baby. It's for him I live, and for him I die. The question this morning is what about you? What things are you doing that somehow ungodliness moved in your life and you don't even see it important to even ask God to bless it? Man, I'm asking God to bless everything. Bless my roast beef sandwich, bless my eggs, bless my shoes, bless my car, bless my going in, bless my going out, bless my sleep, bless me when I get up in the morning, bless my relationship, bless my children, bless. Bless me, Lord, bless me.
Have you been trying your hardest to live a godly life but find it to be a difficult daily grind? Creflo Dollar's five-message series, Keys to Godly Living, is just for you. The entire series can be yours today. To get yours, visit CreflodollarMinistries.org and click eStore. Scan the QR code or call the number on your screen. Get results today. No matter where you are on your personal journey, the Word of God can reach you. At work or simply needing to hear from the Lord, tune in to World Changers every Sunday at 10 a.m. or restream at 2 p.m., 6 p.m., and 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Text WATCH NOW to 51555 or visit worldchangers.org for more information about services and stream times. We're in this together. No matter where we are world changers. See you online.
I pray that this broadcast blessed you today. I want you to pray about sowing a financial seed into this ministry. I also want to extend a special thanks to those of you who have remained our loyal partners, supporters, and friends. Your financial support goes a long, long way. Your donations help equip us with what we need to send this broadcast all over the world. And when you give to this ministry, you partner with us to reach people everywhere who are hurting and in need of the revelation of God's grace and love.
If God has placed it on your heart to support the vision of this ministry to reach the world with the gospel of grace, you may call in to make your financial donations or log on to CreflowDollarMinistries.org. God bless you.
I don't ever want to take for granted that you've received Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. And there's no better way to embark upon a new stage in your life than to enter into a personal relationship with Jesus. So if you want to become born again and begin an exciting, intimate relationship with Jesus, I want you to pray this prayer with me, and I'll say it so you can repeat after me. Repeat after me. Heavenly Father, I believe that Jesus is the Son of God and that He died and was raised from the dead and has forgiven all of my sins, and I receive Him into my life right now as my Lord and personal Savior. So by faith, I declare that I am saved. Praise God. Now, that simple prayer changed your entire eternal destination. And we want to welcome you to the family of God.
Because of you, Creflo Dollar Ministries is providing a new understanding of grace and empowering change in the lives of millions of people every day. Thank you, partners and friends. Your love and financial support makes it possible to bring this message into millions of homes all across the globe. The preceding program was brought to you in part by the partners and friends of Creflo Dollar Ministries.